So, Sylvia, 60 Seconds of History. This is a new feature we kind of introduced at the beginning of the year. And Sylvia is brilliant because, you know, she's a history buff, writes books on history as well. And she does 60 Seconds of History. It can be local, can be a little bit further afield. So what are we doing today, or what are you doing today?
Well, I thought, as it's Christmas, we'll talk about a local residential school at Christmas time from a lovely lady called Doreen Waters. And bear in mind, when I've interviewed people over the last 20, 25 years, I keep friends with them and we have updates. So this is a sort of Christmas update, hopefully within my 60 seconds. So I'm going to have to speak fast. But here we go.
Okay.
This is from Doreen. Now, my brother and I went to live at the Hutton Poplars Residential School in the 1930s, not an orphanage, because our mother couldn't support us. I don't remember ever being unhappy while I lived there. We were well looked after by lovely ladies we called aunties, never teachers. During the 30s, there were 600 boys and girls at Hutton, kept in separate blocks. Christmas was a magical time at Hutton where my brother and I lived for much of our childhood. Our headmaster, Mr. Higden, always put on fabulous events, plays and outings, and his panto was held on Boxing Day. We had a stage at the school with a proper trap door. I remember Mr. Shearing, a wonderful pianist, playing the music for the dances that were held. There were loads of parties in other blocks. Father Christmas made his way down the dormitories. Everyone had a full stocking when they woke up. And although we were not living with our family, it was amazing what that school did for us. They were fabulous presents that had come from people who had donated to the evening news. And on the whole, I've no regrets. And our young lives were happy at the Hutton Poplar School.
Yes, well done. A round of applause for Sylvia there. Well done, Sylvia. That was 60 seconds. She always manages to nail it. So we're coming up to the news. What were your plans for Christmas this year, Sylvia? What are you up to?
Oh, with the family, with Sally, who's going to be cooking. I've done loads of mince pies and they're being eaten when anyone comes, poor souls. But no, Sally's doing the honours, our darling Sally. So, and Alan, of course.
Yes.
And yeah, we see some of the other members.